Ferris State Fridays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Big Rapids. Support those who support the dogs and visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery today.
It's time for another Ferris State Friday interview with Bulldog head football coach Tony Anise. They're getting set to host Northwest Missouri State in the NCAA D2 football national quarterfinals tomorrow at Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. Now the Bulldogs are the region's top-seeded team, and they're in the national quarterfinals for the fourth straight year, which is the longest active streak in D2 football. Ferris State opened up with a 37-10 win over Central Missouri. Northwest Missouri State is coming off an impressive 63-7 demolition of Lindenwood, Missouri. So Ferris currently 11-0 on the season, and Tony Anise joins us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. And Tony, what did you take from that playoff game last week that tells you your team is ready for round two tomorrow with Northwest Missouri State?
Well, we played a team in Central Missouri that was the number one ranked statistical offensive team in the nation, and gave up 10 points, created 4 turnovers, 4 picks. So I thought we played really well on defense. Offensively, we, you know, were able to rush for 370 yards, and now we go from, you know, Central Missouri, who shared the MIAA conference championship with Northwest Missouri State, but we go from a team that was an offensive juggernaut to now we got a defensive juggernaut in Northwest Missouri State. They're always been a great defense, and obviously a team that's really, you know, really been unbelievable in Division II college football historically. So we'll have our work cut out for us. Third time in 4 years we play them, and we've split 1-1 against them.
Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State University, joining us here on the Huge Radio Network. The Dogs will host Northwest Missouri State tomorrow at 1 p.m. at Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids. That is a D2 national football quarterfinal. By the way, Ferris is making the school's 11th all-time NCAA appearance. And get this, with last week's win, the Bulldogs now have won 11 games or more for 6 straight seasons, and Ferris State is one of only 3 teams in NCAA football to accomplish the feat, along with Ohio State, North Dakota State, and Alabama. Or actually, Alabama needs one more win this year to join that exclusive club with Ferris State, Ohio State, and North Dakota State. By the way, the winner of tomorrow's D2 quarterfinal in Big Rapids, we'll move on to the D2 National Semifinals. And, Coach, you guys have a shot being highly ranked if you win tomorrow of hosting that semifinal in Big Rapids, correct?
Yes, that could be a possibility, Bill. They reseed after you know, the quarterfinals are over with. So, you know, we're hopeful if we can get a W that we might be hosting again. So we'll see. You know, it's been an incredible run. You know, people put in their gyms, you know, these banners, Elite Eight, and we've done it 4 straight years. So we feel blessed. We got a great group of young men, and I was just sitting with one yesterday, and I said, "How many games have you won in your 5 years here?" He goes, "Coach, I haven't even added it up," and we added it up together, and he had won 60. So
wow.
Our senior class has won, you know, an average of 12 games a year for the last 5 years, which is just incredible work by them.
Yeah, and last year their work got them to the D2 National Championship game in McKinney, Texas. You lost to Valdosta State. The playoffs can be tricky. They were knocked out in their playoff opener. But when you compare that team from a year ago that went to the D2 National Championship football game with this team right now, similarities, things that are different, and maybe things on this team that could get them that trophy and win the national championship game this year.
Well, last year our weakness was our ability to defend the pass. We were really thin in the secondary last year. We had a couple injuries, and it really cost us in the national championship game. And this year our defensive backs, you know, we're number one in the nation in passing efficiency defense and number one in the nation in third down efficiency defense. So, you know, that's been a big change. I wish we were healthier, but, you know, it's that time of year where you just get these injuries. And so, you know, we're playing without 4 defensive starters, and We lost our best receiver last week. But it is what it is this time of year, and that's why you're built for depth. And so we've got some players that, you know, next man up mentality, and they gotta show up for us tomorrow.
Yeah, and nothing is bigger than what Travis Russell has done at quarterback with Jairu Campbell out with the ankle injury out of Grand Rapids West Catholic. He's been phenomenal, and your depth is a big part of it. That says something about a program when you can weather injuries and you're still hosting a D2 quarterfinal game. Ferris and Northwest Missouri State, 1 o'clock tomorrow, top Taggart Field in Big Rapids. All the ticket info and game day info at ferrisstatebulldogs.com. That is ferrisstatebulldogs.com. Coach Anise, good luck tomorrow, and hopefully we're talking next week about Ferris hosting a D2 football semifinal in Big Rapids.
That would be incredible, Bill. I'm hoping for the same thing. Thank you for having me.
All right, Tony Anise joining us on another Ferris State Friday interview here on the Huge Radio Network.
Ferris State Fridays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Crankers Restaurant and Brewery in Big Rapids. Support those who support the dogs and visit Crankers Restaurant and Brewery today.